Hello, everyone. It's Little Miss Sicky over here. Little Miss Aphrodite. That is sick. Let me explain to you my situation. Sorry, I just bumped my fucking mic like an idiot. Today, it's technically not Monday anymore. It's Tuesday. Tuesday the 5th, no, 6th of December. It is right now 1 in the morning. I have a class at 8 in the morning. And I can't sleep. Like, at all. Like, I tried going to sleep and then 30 minutes later I was just like, fuck it, I'm just gonna watch some porn. That's the kind of person I am, by the way. Bored? I could masturbate right now. Holy shit. Okay. So, I've masturbated. I've come twice. And now I'm still not sleepy. TMI, by the way. I'm sorry. What the fuck? It's not TMI. You guys have heard me come so many times in my audios. It's insane. Why would that be TMI out of all things? You know? But whatever. I'm in my bed right now. Like, butt-ass naked. Because it's hot in here. And, I cannot sleep, like I said. So, I thought I would talk to you guys because I love talking to you guys. And I haven't done a just straight up talking video. Like, that doesn't directly involve sex. Since I am sick, however, I'm gonna have to cut many, many times to blow my nose. This being one of those times. Excuse me. Okay, I'm back. Jesus Christ, my nose is, like, rubbed raw with this cold. Like, I need to rub coconut oil on my nose to kind of help rehydrate it, because it's peeling and it's cracking and stuff. And, the coconut oil I have in a little jar right next to me actually looks like old, crusty, dried up man's cum, like... But it smells like coconut though, so that's a plus. Am I right? I'm not right. Okay. I mean, no, I was gonna say I like to drink cum like that. Like, that smells like coconut, but I remember this is coconut oil, so it's gonna be gross. So no. Oh god, my skin is so soft from rubbing that coconut oil and my nose skin is still cracking and peeling. I'm talking about my little arm skin. By the way, I get distracted a lot, and if ever you notice that I'm like being stuck on a word, hold on. That's because my first language is French. Okay, bitches. Okay. What the fuck? Why the fuck did I say that? I'm sorry. You guys are not bitches. You guys are female dogs. And, I wanted to answer some questions that I get asked a lot. Like, kind of not an FAQ, but, like, just, like, I answer some of the questions that I get asked frequently. So, yes, an FAQ, because FAQ stands for frequently asked questions. The more you know. Anyways. And as you may recall, I said that it was 1 a.m. here. And I'm not used to sleeping so late. So, I am quite tired. My head is spinning right now. I don't know why. And I'm hungry. So I just got myself this little thing of Jell-O. Like, I have a huge thing of Jell-O. So I'm just gonna eat Jell-O as I talk to you. Okay. Oh, shake that ass, Jell-O. Holy shit. That makes some good porn noises, though. Like, just imagine it. Oh my god. I should use that. Just kidding. When it's like what sounds like this. Okay, one of the frequently asked questions that has to do with that. Sorry. I sound gross when I eat Jell-O. Because I eat it in a very childish way. Is wow, is that Jell-O sugar free? It's kind of gross. Anyways, yes. One question I get frequently asked about this is, do you actually masturbate and or come for real in your audios? And my answer to that would be, it depends. When I quote-unquote have to masturbate, i.e., what does i.e. mean? Oh, I don't know. I hope I'm using it in the right context. I don't know what that means. Anyways, like, the audio where me and the other person is having sex, or an audio where I'm masturbating, or an audio where me and the other person is, I mean, when the other person is giving me a cunnilingus. It sounds like a wet fart. It looks like brains right now. I get distracted, like I said. Yes. When it involves that, yes, I do. And if I need to come in the context, I will come. Even if it means coming, like, four times, like in that audio where, like, Didn't You Come Yet was the title, I think, where it was a script by user Pad and Pencil, which, by the way, makes great scripts. An audio where I needed to come, like, four times. And I did. More like three times, I think. But I did. I had to take a break in between, but I did. And I prefer to do it that way, because it feels more genuine, and I enjoy it a lot more. Like, I need to masturbate anyway, so why not do it on, like, under a microphone? And so, it means, when I have to masturbate, the noises come directly from my fingers and my pussy. I don't have any toys. Which is another frequently asked question, by the way. But I do want one, but, like, hashtag poor student life, am I right? Oh, I almost choked with this. Haha, that's what you said. What was that noise? Okay. I'm sorry if those noises are disgusting to you. I apologize, Jesus Christ. I just need something to distract my other hand. Because my first hand is, like, holding my phone for the thing. Anyways. Yes, I don't have any toys. So, every time you hear, like, these kinds of noises, this is not me doing this with my pussy. It's me doing it with the Jell-O. Hold on. Okay? Like that. It's me doing it with my pussy. And my fingers. My fingers are getting soaping wet. More like sopping wet. Not soaping wet. It's not soap. Aphrodite. What kind of accent was that? Anyways, yes. Another frequently asked question that I have is, why did you start on Gone Wild Audio, and when did you start getting interested in that? Okay. My Jell-O almost fell in my lap. I think I put too much water in that Jell-O because it's very, very diluted and diluted. But it's cool to feel, though. That's beginning to sound a little pornish. I'm sorry. I was just licking my fingers because I was feeling the Jell-O with my hands. Anyways, yes. Another question was, like I said, why did you start Gone Wild Audio? Well, previously to actually, to actually starting my audios, I had been lurking for a couple of years, and right now, I am 19 years old. So when I started lurking, I was probably like 14 or 15, something like that. Like maybe even 13, but probably more like 14. And I masturbated to the audios when I was young, because sound is my absolute favorite thing in porn. Like, holy shit, I don't even need visuals, man. I just need porn. And by porn, I mean audio. Sorry for my sick voice. And by sick, I don't mean sick in the, like, sick dude way. I mean it in the sick way. Yes. But I started lurking, and then I was like, hey, I want to do this too. But I was 15, so I was like, no, that's not legal. Because it seems fun. And it is fun. It seemed fun at the time too. And I really liked it. But I was like, nope, gotta wait till I'm 18. And like, especially since I lived in my parents' place, I knew I couldn't do anything like that. And anyways, it wouldn't have been legal. So everything kick-started when I turned 18. I wanted to record something, but I was still living with my parents, so, and my grandparents, because I used to be living, like, I say used to, but it's only been 3 weeks since I don't live with them anymore. I used to be living with my parents and grandparents from my mother's side. But this year, last year I was in college, and then this year I got into uni. Oh my god, I thought I saw a spider. Never mind. And when I got into uni, I don't have any universities that are close to my parents' house. So I had to move into a dorm at my uni. And it just so happens that this dorm is a dorm that's actually, like, alone. So, I'm alone at my own place. I am legal, and I want to suck cock. Oh my god, okay. Stop it with your dorkiness, Aphrodite. And yes. Sorry if I'm sorry. I'm so annoying. Stop at me. Another question that was frequently asked is, where do you live? Can you fuck me? I'm laughing because I'm not kidding. anyways, yes. Yes. I live in Quebec, Canada. I go to uni, like I said. I don't live near Montreal, though. And my first language is French, for all of you that, all zero of you that are wondering. Donc, je parle le français comme ma langue première. Et puis, j'aime beaucoup faire des audios pour tout le monde. And I just said I speak French as my first language, and I love making audios for everybody. Another question that I get asked often is, can you make me a personal audio of blank? Answer is, first of all, it depends if they're on my no-go list of kinks that I don't want to recreate, like bestiality or rape or I don't have lots of things. Maybe like blood slash gore slash body fluids, like gross body fluids, not like cum and wetness and stuff, more like poop and vomit and piss. Oh, nah, not piss, because I'm really into a water sport, actually. My favorite water sport thing is when the guy pisses in the girl's pussy. I think it's so hot. I don't know why. I wouldn't necessarily want it in real life. Like, if someone offered to pee on me, I would be like, eh. But in porn, I don't know. It's just the sound, I think. I love the sound of a guy peeing on a girl. I don't know why. Thing is, with body fluids, is that I hate some body fluids, especially vomit. I have like a deep phobia. When it comes to vomit, I have what is called emetophobia, which is the fear of vomit. Hold on. And, so I can't stand anything vomit related. Gagging on a cock is different though. Because I know I'm not gonna actually vomit, you know? I'm just pleasuring the man I want to pleasure. Speaking of blowjobs, people often ask, how do you make your blowjob noises to be as realistic as they are? Well, it's kind of weird. I'm so sorry. It's gonna break the magic, I'm telling you. So, if you don't want to listen to it, to not know, to not break the magic for you, skip forward, let's say, 30 seconds, okay? Starting now, okay. I use a little bottle thing for my allergies. Well, I don't have allergies, but it's like a bottle thing for my nose. It's like a spray, psh, psh, and the bottle is just the perfect fucking size, and I can like suck on it and stuff, and it makes a perfect blowjob noise. Of course, I wash it afterward though. Okay, I need to talk about a normal subject because the people are returning. Hello, you're back, people that have skipped ahead. I told you it was 30 seconds, didn't I? And now I said anything I could say in that 30 seconds, and you won't know what it is. Mwahaha. Yes. So this is what I use for my blowjobs. Well, I mean for my blowjobs. I use dicks for my blowjobs. I meant for my blowjob noises. But for my pussy licking noises. I don't know if I'm gonna pull this before or after my F for F. My second F for F. But for my F for F, I just used my hand. Not that complicated. And for my kissing noises, I just use my hand too. A lot less complicated. Oh my god, what the fuck? I don't know if it's gonna come fucked, but like, I just listened to the last part of the audio and it freaked me the fuck out. It sounded like a spirit was possessing me or something. What the hell? I am scared right now. I don't know if it's gonna come fucked, like, on your side of things. But this fucked me up, man. Like, I just listened to it to see. Because I paused it to finish my Jell-O. I listened to it again, and it was fucked. What the hell? Oh my god, I'm so scared right now. Hold on. Okay, I'm back. Still quite freaked out, but I guess we'll just have to skip over it. Another question that I get asked frequently is, what do you consider creepy regarding to Reddit comments and PMs and stuff? I'd say it's simple yet complicated. Because I have quite a high tolerance for creeps. Cue 200 people sending me news in the next 24 hours. But if I don't know you, and yet you start sending me pictures and especially requesting pictures or odd, like, how can I say this? Because I said personal audios were okay, but like forcing me to do them or forcing me to video/voice chat with you on Skype and things like that are no-go for me. A solid no-go. I like to learn to know people before fucking them virtually, you know? I also don't like giving out my face to all the people that could see it on Reddit. Maybe like in private message. Okay, I need to get to know you first though. At least a little bit. Like talk to you or something. And not just about sexy things, please. Thank you. What was I saying? I guess I don't want my face to show. Because I'm going to be in a job where I can't have anything, otherwise I'm going to get fired. I'm studying to be that job, actually. I'm going to continue this conversation later. I'm actually sleepy now. Hold on. Okay, I am back, everybody. This is the morning. Well, I mean, it was the morning when I started recording it, but this is now the morning. Like, it's actually 11:45. I just got back from my class. And I'm ready to continue this. By the way, I just listened to it again in the, part where I freaked out. It was just my freaking spoon scraping across the bowl for my Jell-O, and I freaked out for absolutely nothing, and I feel like a fucking fool. Anyways, what I wanted to say also is, can you guys answer a question for me? Because I'm not sure I understand. What is the deal with all of you asking me what I'm wearing? Like, I don't understand. I literally do not understand what is the deal with you guys asking me what you're wearing. Like, I don't get it. Why do you care? Why do you care? I get that it's like a, not an authority kind of thing, but more like, ooh, you know, like, it's hot. But, like, I don't understand why it's hot. Like, and to be honest, I'm gonna be saying something like, I'm wearing this sexy thing and everything. Let me laugh. Oh, my God. Like, 3/4 of the time I'm like in my pajamas laying in bed just chilling. I'm just like, well, that's not sexy at all. Yes. What I don't understand also is when you ask, can I control what you're wearing? Like, I want to pick out your outfit and stuff. And it's just like, what? Why? And it's in these moments that I realize that I could never be a sub to a dom. Because I like when it's gentle M-dom or F-dom. I like F-dom too. When it's gentle, however. Because I don't like too, like, hardcore stuff. Like, when it comes to being dommed. Because I have quite a strong personality, I feel. Like, I'm very gentle, and I am nice, and stuff like that. But when it comes to things that involve me, I want to choose my own things. I want to walk my own path. I'm not going to let myself be controlled by other people. I don't like that. Yes, when it comes to sex, like, I like being domed, or I like doming. But when it comes to anything else in real life, I'm just like, no, why? Like, for example, I used to have a dom, like, back when I first started on Gamaladio, which is not too long ago, actually. But I didn't know quite the implications that that would bring. I was not sure. And, like, he was like, oh, do you want to be dommed? And I'm just like, okay. You know, like, I like dom in audios, so why not, you know? But it was quite different. He wanted to control, like, everything. He wanted to control how I dressed. He wanted to control what I thought sexually. He wanted to control when I orgasmed or not. He wanted to control when we could talk on the phone. He wanted to control, you know, like, it was a little bit too intense for me, and I had to say goodbye because it got way too intense. And I don't feel strongly towards that because he was a nice person deep down. It was just that, I don't know, it's like it kind of scared me. Like, I'm sure this guy is very nice, and he was basically, like, doming women so that they can become better people. But, like, at the same time, he was kind of rude during it too, because he would be like, oh, you need to lose weight. And when people tell me that, it gets me kind of ticked off, to be honest. Like, because, you know, like, it's my body, dude. Like, I will lose weight if I want to lose weight. I don't need other people's input on that. Thank you. That kind of ticked me off. But I'm sure he was super nice and stuff. Like, he... yeah. What were we talking about again? I kind of forgot. Yeah, so this is why I can never have a dom. Some people ask me what I use to record, and I'm gonna say it's my freaking iPhone. iPhone 5S. If you guys are wondering. Which has a pretty decent mic, to be honest. Like, it's better than a webcam mic. Most webcam mics, I would say, I think. Anyways, holy shit, this has been going on for like 28 minutes. Let's calm down here. If you've listened to it till the end, good for you, because I don't think anyone has. Holy crap. I'm just going to say goodbye and see you guys next time, my beautiful, lovely people. I love you all, and I hope you're having a fantastic rest of your day.